The Men of the Cape. After attacking Rome, Decianus, the Roman Emperor, sat on the royal throne and took the reins of government. Foolish people accepted to place him in a godlike position and submitted as slaves to his power. At that time, six wise and competent young men decided to leave their country and start a simple life in one of the remotest parts of the desert. They wanted to dedicate their lives to great unique God and worshipping Him. On the way, they saw a shepherd who asked them, "Who are you and where are you going?" They answered, "We are six ministers of the king who have given up chancellorship and are going to pray and praise the unique God in a far deserted place. For praising, the Sionists have caused us to suffer from a guilty conscience and put us in a spiritual torment." The shepherd said, "If you agree, I would like to accompany you on this trip, for I have the same opinion as yours and want to participate in the ceremony of praising great God." The young men accepted his request, but against their will, the shepherd's dog also started following them, and their efforts for preventing the dog from following them was of no use. Finally, they found no other way rather than taking the dog with them. With the guidance of the shepherd, the young men climbed up a mountain and from the other side reached a green and flourishing foothill. They started eating the fruits of the trees and drinking the refreshing water in the land. Then they entered an opening in the mountain and fell asleep in that cave after saying their prayers. The shepherd's dog, too, placed its head on its hand and slept by the cave opening. While sleeping, a pleasant breeze was caressing their bodies and the sunlight sometimes penetrated inside the cave. But regardless of all these things, they went to a deep sleep which lasted for 300 years. During this long sleep, they did not even wake up for a second. Finally, after 300 years, they woke up through God's will and started asking one another how long they had been sleeping. Some of them said they had slept for one whole day, and some believed they had slept for half a day. But what astonished them most was the destruction, withering of the trees, as well as their great hunger. One of them voluntarily wore the shepherd's clothes and went to the town to buy some food. When he got there, he went to a baker's, picked up some pieces of bread, and gave his money to the shop owner. The baker got the money, and after taking a look at it, carefully said, "You young men, have you found a treasure somewhere around?" The young man answered, "Why, this is the money I've received in exchange for the data I sold the day before yesterday." The baker did not believe his words and took him to the king. In the king's presence, the young man narrated whatever had happened to him and his friends. The king answered, we shall come with you to see your friends. This is the only way we can make sure of the truthfulness of your words. They set out for the cave, and when they got there, the young man said, "Let me go inside the cave alone and tell them about this story so that they won't get frightened. Then you can enter the cave." The young man went in and told his friends about what had happened in the town, but they did not believe him either and thought they were caught in a trap. So they started praying and asking God to return them to their previous position. God responded to their prayers and made them fall asleep once again. After a while, the king and his agents, having noticed that the absence of young man had taken long, entered the cave. But owing to God's will, the men of the cave were hidden from their sight. Following this, the king ordered to set up a building in that place for worshipping and praising God. This event was a token of God to draw the attention of people to God's